Her parents?
Well, the man she's married to, she'd say, I have to ask.
Oh, her husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the woman would say, I mean, the man would say, I have to ask.
My wife.
You ever heard any other words that a married man or woman might call each other?
The old man, the old woman, which I don't like.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The old man or the old woman. I hate to hear that.
Do you just refer to your husband?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't use any other...
Other than I call him his first name if I'm talking to somebody that knows him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. A woman whose husband has died, you'd say she's a...
Widow.
You ever heard the term grass widow?
Mm-hmm. What is that? This one's divorced.
And you would call her a...
Grass widow.
Grass widow.
Well, I don't know where that came from, either, do you?
Sure no. I think somebody... But I don't remember. Okay. The man who raised you, that's your...
Father.
All right. What did you call your father?
Papa.
All right. And his wife was your...
Mama.
Okay. Or your... more
mother.
Formal.
Mother.
Okay. And together, they're both your...
Parents.
All right. What did you call your grandparents?
Grandma and Grandpa.
On both sides?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Say, if a child has been given a name by his parents, or if he's just known by this name in his family, not his real name, you say he has a...
Nickname.
Okay. Did you ever have a nickname?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about the... This is a vehicle that has wheels that you could put a baby in.
Baby carriage.
Baby
buggy.
All right. You might say, I think I'll put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
Stroll. And of course there's the stroller for the baby too.
Okay. How is that different from a buggy?
The stroller is low on the ground and they sit in it, and the buggy they could lie in it.
Okay. All right. A man's children would be his sons and his...
Daughters.
All right, or his boys and his...
Girls.
Okay. Talking about a woman who is about to have a baby, you'd say she's what?
Pregnant.
Were you ever
expecting,
told?
In the family way.
All right. Now, what about those expressions in the family way and expecting, or how are they different from pregnant? Are they considered more polite or old-fashioned?
Old-fashioned, I'd say.
Were you ever told that pregnant wasn't a polite word?
Mm-mm. We just didn't talk about it.
Mm. If you had to talk about it.
We'd say you're expecting a baby.
Okay. All righty. What about a woman that might be called for if a doctor's not available?
Midwife.
Were there many of those around?
Yes.
Do you ever hear of them nowadays?
Yes.
Did they have to be licensed?
Yes, they're licensed now. Mm-hmm.
But didn't used to be. Okay. This expression, if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, you'd say he...
Resembled.
Okay, think besides that?
Favors.
All right. What if he's inherited his father's bad habits? You'd say he... Or is there anything that you would use to suggest that?
Take after.
Okay. You'd say he...
Takes after.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who's looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say she has...
Raised them.
Okay. And to a child who's been misbehaving, you might say, well, if you do that one more time, I'm going to give you a good...
Whipping, paddling, switching.
Okay. What about spanking?
Spanking.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would you arrange those according to how severe they are?
Well, I think a spanking would be the lightest.
Mm-hmm.
A whipping would be the next. And a beating, I guess.
Run and hide.
Yeah.
Okay. Say, if a boy is 2 inches taller this year than he was last, you'd say he sure did.
Grow.
Mm-hmm. He, what a light in 1 year.
Grew.
Okay. He certainly has.
Grown.
Okay. Now, around here, have you ever heard of any words people use to refer to a child born to an unmarried woman?
Yes.